Precision approach. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with performing precision approach procedures. Demonstrate your understanding of the procedures and limitations associated with precision approaches, the proper missed approach procedure associated with an FMS, the descent rates needed to follow the vertical guidance, and how inoperative components can affect approach minimums. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to follow prescribed procedures, descending below the decision altitude or decision height without proper visual references, failure to ensure proper aircraft configuration during an approach and missed approach, deteriorating weather conditions on approach, an unstable approach, and demonstrate the ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to manage aircraft automation. Demonstrate your ability to establish two-way communications with ATC using proper communications phraseology as required for the phase of flight or approach segment. Comply in a timely manner with all clearances, instructions, and procedures. Advise ATC or the evaluator anytime the aircraft is unable to comply with a clearance. Establish the appropriate aircraft configuration and airspeed, considering turbulence and wind shear, and complete the aircraft checklist items appropriate to the phase of flight. Prior to beginning the final approach segment, maintain desired altitude, plus or minus 100 feet, the desired airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, the desired heading within plus or minus 10 degrees, and accurately track radials, courses, and bearings. Select, tune, identify, and monitor the operational status of ground and airplane navigation equipment used for the approach. Apply necessary adjustments to the published decision altitude or decision height and visibility criteria for the airplane approach category when required, such as NOTAMs, inoperative airplane and ground navigation equipment, inoperative visual aids associated with the landing environment, National Weather System reporting factors and criteria. Establish a predetermined rate of descent and point where the electronic glide slope begins, which approximates that required for the aircraft to follow the glide slope. Maintain a stabilized final approach from the final approach fix to the decision height or decision altitude, allowing no more than 3/4 scale deflection of either the glide slope or localizer indications, and maintain the desired airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots. Initiate the missed approach procedure at the decision altitude or decision height when the required visual references for the runway are not unmistakably visible and identifiable. Transition to a normal landing approach only when the aircraft is in a position from which the descent to a landing on the runway can be made at a normal rate of descent using normal maneuvering. Maintain the localizer and glide slope within 3/4 scale deflection of the indicators during the visual descent from the decision altitude or decision height to a point over the runway where the glide slope must be abandoned to accomplish a normal landing, and use an MFD or other graphical navigation displays if installed as appropriate to monitor position, track wind drift, and other parameters to maintain the desired flight path.